Hello, welcome to Talk Chinese. Today, we want to talk about something we do all the time in the modern life, leave a message. We have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh, did you hear my message?
Hi, Xiaolan. Yes, I hear you loud and clear.
Right. Yeah, we often leave a message either in the olden days in the like a recorder and no one has that anymore. And then nowadays we leave in the mobile phone and we leave like in WhatsApp. You can do that. In WeChat, you can do that. So we often leave a message or we go through our friends to leave a message.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's very important. The way to say leave a message in Chinese, we say 留言.
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 Yeah, two words, both are second tones. 留 is to leave.
留.
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 And that means to stay or to leave. And then if I say, do you want to stay here? 留下来.
留下来. So that's to leave as in kind of to leave behind as opposed to leave a place.
Yeah, that's right. If you want to stay here, 留下 or 留下来 is interchangeable. 留下.
Okay, 留下.
And 下 means go down. So you, instead of leaving, you leave right down here. I'm going to nail you down right in the ground, right here. So that's 留下. You stay here.
Okay, 留下.
Yeah, 留下. So 留 is to leave. And then, of course, when you leave something, leave a message either to a person to pass on or you leave a message in the voice recorder or anything, you actually nail down that message somewhere and then the person can retrieve it. So 留言, 言 is the second word. That means the word.
Okay, 留言. So you're leaving your word.
Yeah, 留言.
留言.
Yeah, that's leave a message. And here that means the message you want to pass on. 留言.
留言. And this can be audio or written, is that right?
That's right, exactly. And earlier when you mentioned about 留言, I had to ask you which 留言 because exactly the same sound, that could mean rumor.
Right.
But different character.
Okay.
留言 as a rumor, the first character is 留, floating around, float.
The floating word, 留言.
Yeah, that's right, 言 is the same. So the floating word is the rumor.
That's a really cool description.
Yeah, and there's a famous Chinese song several years ago and really famous in karaoke. I don't know if you do that. I do a lot of that when I go back to Taiwan. And then there's a song called 留言. In this case, it's a very sad song and the singer was a little bit dramatic and she was almost crying during the singing. And that was about the rumor. It's not the message because she was very sad about the rumor and you can guess what the rumor was about.
Oh, some kind of personal life problem rumor.
I guess so. Yeah, yeah. That's 90% of the subjects in the Chinese modern pop songs are about this.
It's interesting, you mentioned in the beginning of when you were explaining 留 about 留下来,
mm-hmm.
because I know that's also a really famous quote from a film that was super popular in Taiwan a few years ago.
Oh yeah?
Called Cape Number 7, and where the hero is a Taiwanese guitarist, singer-songwriter.
Right.
And he says to the Japanese girl, who's kind of the manager of their band,
mm-hmm.
留下来. So stay here, don't go back to Japan, stay with me, 留下来.
Yeah.
或者我跟你走.
Oh.
So 留下来, stay with me, or I'll go with you.
Yeah, that's lovely. Yeah. So 留下来 can be used in a lot of occasions, like the cross-border relations, and one of them had to leave and to go back to the country, 留下来, please, 留下来. Or you can say, oh, this is the end of the party. You feel so tired and you binge drink with your friend and you really want to go home. And the friend said, no, 留下来, stay here and drink more. Or if you stay late for work and you overwork and you haven't finished your work, you really want to go home to rest and your boss said, no, Josh, 留下来.
留下来, you have to finish
your
it.
Work. Yeah, finish your work before you go back. So 留下来 can be anything.
Many meanings all wrapped up in there then.
Yeah, many meanings. And or like a lot of people, when they go, for example, they probably went to, like you went to Taipei just for a little study and then you decided to 留下来 because you found a new life there.
Yep, that's right.
So you 留下来, you not only left the message there, you left the whole body, the whole person. That's right. So 留下来。
留下来。
Yeah. And then to say, then 留 is also quite useful when you say, oh, some news just got leaked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So 流出。
流出。
Yeah, 流出 can be any like water, the fluid, 流出来, like for example, if I have a mug and you keep pulling water and pulling coffee and then the water or coffee just overspill over the mug, we can say 流出来.
Ah, so an overflow is when things overflow, then they 流出来.
Yeah, but here the 流 is actually the floating.
Ah, so it's the rumor, 流言.
The rumor one.
Yeah.
That's right. So you can see that.In Chinese, a lot of sounds, they have exactly the same pronunciation, but totally different meanings. And some of them are similar meanings, depending on which one. And then you just need to train yourself. When you hear, oh, 流下来, that could be like a water flowing down.
Or it could be staying in that place.
That's right. If that's 流出来, that tend to be the water flowing rather than the staying coming out. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you have to rely on the context to help you catch which one it is.
Yeah, right. So today we talk about leave the message and we extend it to a lot of things. Okay, to leave a message, 留言。
留言。
And then when you want to ask people, oh, can you please leave a message for me? 帮我留言好吗?
帮我留言好吗?
Yeah, 帮我 help me. 帮我。
帮我留言。
And 好吗 is that okay? 帮我留言好吗?
帮我留言好吗?
好啊。
好啊。
Yeah, you see, of course I can say 好. That's quite an official way of saying it. And because of the habit I have, or a lot of people have, I say 好啊. That means a friendly way of saying, yeah, of course.
Hmm.
好啊。
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 So the 啊 is kind of an informal,
yeah.
friendly piece that you add on to the end of the word.
That's right. And it doesn't matter how you say it. You can say 好啊,好啊,好啊。It's the same. Just have your personal style. About language is have your own personality when you speak it, and it's all part of you.
Yeah, okay.
It's the whole total package.
Yeah, merge it to your character.
That's right. Thank you so much, Josh. We talk about leave a message, 留言. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you've learned. Until next time, 再见, 再见, Josh.
再见.
Leave a message. Bye.